We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty. Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
You are so quick, man. You eat so fast. Hey, take it easy, huh?
Hello, refined viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For uplifting programming, please join us in Europe, Euroward 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10 K-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asian Telsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouet, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on BlendelSat. In Adea, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Asadana. In Inkong Samba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, in Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in San Gonzalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. And Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine, and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10 en Gativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna del San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SA. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Nicabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraquai Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunling County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Khmer Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzakh in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khotosh on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnungob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampur, Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a United Kingdom seed bank helps to ensure native plant restoration. In humanitarian news, a caring American teacher supports quality education for Central American youth. In animal welfare news, chimpanzees are successfully returned to the wild in Guinea. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, October 13th, is the International Day for Disaster Reduction, designated by the United Nations in 2009. It is a time to observe how people and communities are lowering their risk to adversity and increasing awareness about the importance of preparedness. The 2011 theme is Making Children and Young People Partners for Disaster Risk Reduction. May we join together to make this a safer and more benevolent planet for all.
Fly News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association relief news from the Philippines. On September 24th, floods swept through the southern Philippine province of Maguindanao, claiming at least one life and displacing over 150,000 people. Police and soldiers worked to clear waterways and reduce flood levels, which reached chest deep in areas surrounding Ligrawasan Marsh and the Buluan Lake.
Itong kasalukuyang baha na nangyari is halos hanggang baywang yung taas ng tubig. Yung mga tao naman is talagang hindi rin sila nag-evacuate, pero yun nga, yung mga hanap buhay nila, yung mga pananim nila ay nasira.
Requesting that our association members please go to comfort the most desperate. Supreme Master Qinghai offered $15,000 in emergency aid with all her love and prayers. This amount could acquire $203,000 in urgent items if purchased in the United States, based on the Philippines' cost of living. Covering their own travel and related expenses of $1,580, our association's relief team from Formosa or Taiwan joined our Philippine association members in Manila. Together, they flew to Maguindanao Province, where the Department of Social Welfare Office directed them to the most remote municipality of Datumantual. There, they were met by local officials who volunteered even throughout the weekend to assist the relief team. By October 1st, they had obtained and packed vegan food supplies that they distributed the next day, including rice, cooking oil, brown sugar, salt, soy sauce, vinegar, bath soap, and laundry detergent.
Master Qinghai, thank you. Marami pong salamat sa bigay niyo na tulong sa amin.
In addition, remaining funds of approximately $1,170 were donated to the local Butunkeo Elementary School, which was in need of repair.
Mabigyan na lang natin sila ng kahit isang kusina lang.
So, pasasalamat ako sa inyo na tulong ni Supreme Master Qinghai. So, ang tulong na ibinigay ninyo sa amin, ma'am, na 50,000 worth ay gamitin namin sa bangko at saka blackboard at saka mini pins. O di kaya mga division ng paaralan namin.
Ang leadership ng Datumantual ay lubos na nagpapasalamat kay the Supreme Master Qinghai sa kanyang tulong na ibinahagi sa aming mga kababayan na apektado ng baha.
With gratefulness for the Philippine officials' efforts, we join in thanking Supreme Master Qinghai for her caring support of the flood victims and our association's relief team for their diligent service. May such disastrous weather events as these be eased through our more conscientious actions toward the ecosphere.
Torrential rains inundate northeastern Mexico as Hurricane Hova hits the coast.
At least three people, including a two-year-old, lost their lives, with another still missing as of Tuesday, October 10th, following deluges across the northeastern state of Nuevo León. Hundreds were evacuated from neighborhoods in Monterrey, where power outages were also reported. The same weather system affected another 30,000 in the states of Tabasco, Chiapas, Guerrero, and Oaxaca, as well as the metropolitan area of Mexico City, as rivers swelled to near flood stage.
Meanwhile, Hurricane Hova made landfall early Wednesday morning as a Category 2 storm, inundating beach towns along the Pacific coast and causing floods in the nearby mountains. The major port city of Manzanillo was particularly affected, with power outages and flooded streets as it was struck by rain and winds of up to 160 kilometers per hour, with warnings from the U.S.-based National Hurricane Center that life-threatening waves could move up the coast toward the resort city of Puerto Vallarta. The state government of Jalisco suspended classes in over 1,000 schools and evacuated 500 residents, and neighboring Nayarit State opened more than 300 shelters for potential evacuees. Civil protection officials and the Ministry of Social Development began working to dispatch aid to those in affected areas.
Sending all her love and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai asked that our nearby association members please check with local officials to see if help is needed. Saying that financial aid would be available, she also requested that they go, if possible, to render assistance to the most vulnerable.
Our appreciation, Mexican officials and personnel, for your work to ease the situation, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her compassionate concern. May such distressing conditions be lessened through our more loving stewardship of the planet.
Earthquakes jolt Japan, Indonesia, and Easter Island as volcanoes erupt at Canary Islands. On Monday, October 10th, a trembler measuring 5.7 on the Richter scale rattled the still-recovering northeastern region of Japan, just 73 kilometers southeast of Fukushima. The next day, a 5.6 magnitude trembler struck 209 kilometers west of Jayapura in Indonesia's Papua province, and a magnitude 5.1 quake shook the Chilean territory of Easter Island as it hit 21 kilometers northeast of the capital, Hangaroa. Meanwhile, a submarine volcano erupted some 900 meters beneath the sea off the southern coast of El Hierro, the smallest of the Spanish Canary Islands. With seismic tremors that have rocked the island for the past 3 months, one of magnitude 4.3 that occurred on Saturday caused a fissure through which the volcanic eruption then occurred. Fortunately, there were no immediate reports of damage or injuries for any of these events. With appreciation for the scientists monitoring and for the safety of all in the affected regions, we pray that such potential dangers are curbed through our more caring ways as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
There's a fundamental illusion in the world that somehow people are separate from nature.
There isn't one living system that is stable.
Our food is becoming poison.
There's an ocean crisis that is occurring right now.
Making people realize that they are not separate from that web of life and biodiversity on the planet.
There's a real link between diet and environment.
Whereas 20 years ago there were perhaps 200 natural disasters a year, now we're facing something more like 400.
None of us want to be environment refugees.
So we're seeing effects already, but there's much more in the pipeline.
Some have tried to claim that the science is unconfirmed. They are wrong.
Everybody can give up meat.
To have a much less meat-based diet.
That is serious. I think diet needs to be addressed.
What can the European Parliament do, and the governments of the world? I suggest that they could encourage and guide people to reduce meat consumption.
One of the huge answers to our global crisis is more...
It's no longer a personal choice.
To help the environment, it's better than driving a hybrid car.
This is something that's going to affect the whole of the planet.
I think it's really beautiful and amazing that the food that heals us is also the same food that heals the planet.
Perhaps even more importantly is the impact of a vegan diet on the planet.
You know, animal farming is also
the single largest source of nutrient pollution, which is extremely destructive.
80% of the area that is destroyed in the Amazon is occupied by cattle today.
Fire burning is a major contributor to the problems, and more often than not, they're clearing forests so that they can do grazing of cattle.
About only having some 97 months left in which to ensure greenhouse gas emissions reach their absolute peak. Otherwise, it may well be too late.
Sông núi cùng đàn con bé dài ta tắm hồ bơi sông lướt túc theo sao mẹ khi lông tơ chưa đốm màu mặt tròn xoe hạt đầu phụng phận mới xin làm sao loạn tiên thế chìm máu loạn sông núi cùng đàn con bé dài ta tắm hồ bơi sông nước túc theo sao mẹ khi lông tơ dưa đốm màu mặt tròn xoe hạt đầu phụng phận mới xin làm sao dao chớp loạn tiếng thế chìm máu loạn ôi con thơ ở lại hôn mẹ đã nát tan ai hãy thương dùm con tôi, đừng giết chúng.
Veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 468. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
French Correspondent Awards announced. The 2011 Bayeux Calvados Awards, which recognize outstanding journalism coverage in regions of conflict, were presented in Bayeux, France on Saturday, October 8th. Selected by a 42-member jury, the awards honor the work of reporters and photographers who not only represent the voices of citizens striving for democracy and freedom, but also raise awareness of the perils of war.
Winners span 10 categories, with this year's Young Reporter Prize going to 27-year-old Sarah Hussein of the Jerusalem Bureau of Agence France-Presse for her sensitive reporting from Libya. Russian photographer Yuri Kozirov, also working in Libya, won both the photo trophy and the public prize, while Ms. Alex Crawford and her Sky News team won for their live television broadcast as the first foreign media team to report from Benghazi in Libya. Meanwhile, a new web journalism category created this year recognized Sarah Leduc and Zoe Lamazou of France 24 for their coverage of the unrest in the Democratic Republic of Congo.
We congratulate and salute the brave reporters for your deserved distinctions. May heaven protect you and your colleagues worldwide in carrying out your noble duties, as we also pray for the day that peace and brotherly relations prevail among all people.
Save our planet. As reported in the scientific journal The Cryosphere, an international team of scientists found in September 2011 that melting of Greenland's longest observed ice mass, the Mittivikat Glacier, reached a record high this year.
Save our planet. As lack of rain persists in Karnataka, India, the state government on October the 7th, 2011, declared 14 additional administrative divisions to be drought-stricken, bringing the number to 84 total regions, or nearly half the state thus far.
Save our planet. With growing support and concern from the American public about the potential dangers of genetically engineered crops, the U.S.-based Center for Food Safety, on October 5th, 2011, petitioned the U.S. government to mandate the labeling of such foods, with interested parties also being encouraged to sign at justlabelit.org.
Save our planet. With two species of bumblebees in the UK that have gone extinct in the past 70 years and six types now endangered, the Heritage Lottery Fund awards £340,000 to the Bumblebee Conservation Trust in support of its efforts to safeguard the vital bees.
You here with my fellow Canadian goose friend Fufu.
We're killing the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds.
Our scrumptious vegan diet of kindness contains no animal products.
Today, we'd like to share a tip about hurricane preparedness.
Some key precautions may include maintaining storm shutters to protect windows.
Also, emergency electricity generators are good to have should there be extended power outages.
Thank you for being veg and going green to save the planet. And thank you for tuning in.
Now, the worldwide weather.
In conservation news, a United Kingdom seed bank helps to ensure native plant restoration. Kew's Millennium Seed Bank, a preservation program, has stored 10% of the world's wild plant species to prevent their extinction. It has also initiated a plan to create seed stocks to help again establish native plants in the UK countryside. This four-year project will provide information and high-quality seeds to both conservation groups and commercial growers. It is funded by a £750,000 donation from the UK-based Esme Fairbairn Foundation. Our earnest appreciation, Kew's Millennium Seed Bank and Esme Fairbairn Foundation, for your commitment to the United Kingdom's biodiversity. May all flora and fauna be safeguarded for a verdant and healthy planet.
In humanitarian news, a caring American teacher helps support quality education for Central American youth. Ms. Sue Ellen Wurzel of Georgia founded the Teaching and Learning Initiative for Central America, TALICA, in 2006. It is dedicated to providing learning materials to communities and libraries in the region and promoting international educational partnerships. TALICA has up to now donated supplies and approximately 4,500 books to a number of public school libraries in various localities such as Balgay and Ometepe in Nicaragua and Guatemala City in Guatemala. The group also has projects including a scholarship program and a science endeavor. Heaven bless you, Ms. Sue Ellen Wurzel, and Teaching and Learning Initiative for Central America, for your devotion to improving the lives of young people. May children in all parts of the globe receive an excellent education for bright opportunities in a harmonious world. Coming up, a chimpanzee sanctuary helps prepare orphans to again live in the wild. We'll go visit the flowers and we'll come back quick. More informative news when we return on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, merry news for a joyful world. In animal welfare news, chimpanzees are successfully reintegrated to the wild in Guinea. According to the Egyptian media service Nile International, the Chimpanzee Conservation Center in the Haute Niger National Park has been monitoring 12 chimps who were returned to their natural habitat as a group in June 2008. The sanctuary, the only one in West Africa which takes care of orphan chimpanzees, had prepared some of the beautiful primates for up to 11 years for their new life. Daily bushwalks with the intelligent chimps were an important part of the process of becoming adapted to the wild. Our heartfelt gratitude, the Chimpanzee Conservation Center, for your detailed care of our precious co-inhabitants. May the intelligent chimpanzees flourish in happiness and safety with God's abundant grace.
Let's now enjoy some humor with a joke told in Zulu entitled, Mark Twain.
Umbhali ogqamile uMark Twain wake wamenywa ukuzokwethula inkulumo edolobheni elincane. Ngaphambi kwenkulumo, waya esitolo sokugunda kuqala. Umgundi wathi, ubukeka ungejwayelekile lapha. Kufanele ukuthi awusiye kule ndawo. Unenhlanhla. Umbhali omkhulu uMark Twain uzoba lapha ezokhuluma kusihlwa. Kuzofanele ngihambe ngiyolalela ukuthi uthini. Umgundi waphendula. Kodwa ungakwazi kuphela ukuma lapho. Zonke izihlalo zidayiswe ezinsukwini ezintathu ezedlule. UMark Twain waphendula emoyizela. Ayikho inkinga ngoba njalo uma nikeza isifundo, ngiyema njalo nje.
And now for our viewers' heartlines on pizza with raw chef and author Elaine Love on vegetarianism, the noble way of living. This program can also be accessed in our online archives.
We made this and it was amazingly good. Our non-raw fooders love them. Really recommend it. Loana from Australia.
Now that looks like real pizza. Viewer from USA.
Amiable Loana and friend from the United States. It is great to hear from you. The raw pizza certainly does look delectable. Have fun preparing and enjoying this and other scrumptious vegan delights. With all our love and heaven's blessings.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May an elevating spirit be your gift from the divine.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Iran hosts the second annual Iran World Poets Conference, bringing together 43 poets from 31 languages and nationalities in activities that include poetry recitations and visits to historical sites.
In a statement commemorating the World and European Day Against the Death Penalty, the European Union states that capital punishment is both inhumane and a violation of human dignity, as members affirm their continued commitment to its worldwide abolition.
Following widespread flooding in September, China donates emergency aid of nearly $8 million to Cambodia to assist affected residents in recovery and rebuilding.
In a meeting with International Atomic Energy Agency Director General Yukiya Amano, King Abdullah II of Jordan affirms his support for the creation of a nuclear weapon-free zone in the Middle East, along with strict global adherence to the Energy Agency's safety standards.
Israel and the Palestinian Hamas group, with the assistance of Egypt, overcome a five-year impasse as negotiators sign a draft agreement for Hamas to free Israeli soldier Sergeant Gilad Shalit in exchange for the release of over 1,000 Palestinians.
During his visit to Zimbabwe to show solidarity with the country's Anglican community, Anglican spiritual leader Archbishop Rowan Williams of Canterbury, UK, meets with Bishop Chad Gandia of the Harare Diocese and is welcomed by thousands of worshippers in Harare.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.